Stacey Francis Bayman here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Netballs plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk and the 2024 Super League season is finally here. And just want to send our personal congratulations to Claire, Amy and the rest of the team in delivering something that looked amazing. Game 1 saw Stars 57, Rhinos 41. Pamela Cookie spoke to Joe Tripp and Leanna Liotta after the game.
Joe Tripp, first game, first win under your belt. How proud are you of your side?
Oh, I'm so proud. I think, you know, there is a lot of nerves out there. I feel like I'm still nervous now and it's the end of the game. And these girls have put in so much work over the last 6 months, off-season, pre-season. So I am just so thrilled that it all came together for our first game today.
Well, your transfer window was some fabulous signings. The fact that you can have Radiman on the bench, Powell Davis on the bench, Ash Decker on the bench. So good to see so many different players, but then you can change up some styles when needed to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're still working on those combinations, you know. I think there's some that, as you saw, may have had a bit longer on court together over years. And so, you know, that choice today was made because of that. But we have got to... God, I'm going to have my hands full. Let me tell you that. These girls are fantastic at training. They're pushing for bib spots. So looking forward to the combos we can put out this season.
So I'm just going to bring in now Leanna Liotta. Leanna, a bit of a messy start, but at times you came back into it. You got it down to 4 or 5, but then the lead stretched out.
Yeah, I think there was moments of brilliance and you can really see what we've been trying to do at training. I think it's just the inconsistency. We're still playing around with that 7 and who fits where, but again, I think for us it's key learnings. There were so many individual errors that if we just took out of the game, that score would have been closer and we would have been really competitive.
Definitely. Those individual errors you mentioned, where were the key ones that you think, no, this can't be going on?
For me, it was placement, especially in the attack end. I think we've had the luxury of having Joyce and that one-on-one feed has been going in all pre-season. So for me, it's just that variety, how we get that goal attack into the game, especially when they're shutting Joyce down with that 2v1.
So it's quick turnaround. You'll be back again next weekend for round 2. What can you change till then?
Yeah, I think there's lots we can change. I know Joyce, Steve have been sick all week, but we didn't want to use that as an excuse. So just giving them time to recoup and get back to 100% fitness. But for us, it's just individual errors, own accountability. We want to play this style and brand, but we have to own it.
Player of the match went to Sirens, Jazz Brown, who spoke to the Netball Show's Rosie Brabrook.
First game of the season, first win, first part of the match. How did that feel?
Surreal. I think this is a dream come true. I think playing in front of all these people is just amazing, and I've never done this before either, so all this is brand new to me, but no, I'm just taking every opportunity that I get and yeah, just running with it.
How glad are you that pre-season's over and you can finally hit the ground running?
Oh my gosh, so happy Jay. Listen, yeah, so happy. We've been going since I think start of October, and I think all of the girls towards the end were just ready to get playing, but yeah, we're looking forward to starting.
What were your biggest learnings of today's game?
I just think not being afraid of who you play against. I think Joyce is an incredible name, an incredible athlete, and I could have let it get into my head, but I just think I just played my game, and yeah, that's where we came out the win, so it's good.
100%. And what are your personal goals for the season?
Personal goals? Ooh. I think just be a better person mentally and physically. Like mentally, especially last year, like, I'm a completely different person, and yeah, I just want to get strong with that and stronger physically, and yeah, internationals, let's see where it goes, but yeah, just focusing on the stars at the minute, yeah.
Love that, thank you.
And Rosie also spoke to Shelley McGee.
So, unlucky result today, but the positives, huge, huge congratulations on your engagement this week. First game of the season, first game as a fiancé, how did that feel?
Yeah, I think the guys were so excited to get out there today. The buzz around the group was really good and stuff. Obviously a really disappointing performance from us, but yeah, we won't sit in the low for too long, and yeah, it won't take much for this group to pick themselves up. They're all so driven, and individually and collectively always want to be better, so yeah, we'll go again.
And how was the transition for you from wing defence to goal defence and then back to wing defence? Do you have a preference of what you play?
I do prefer goal defence, yes. But yeah, I think I just take any opportunity I can get, and I've learned a lot at wing defence, just a lot about structures and positional play and stuff like that, and it helps me when I slip across the goal day as well. So yeah, just take any opportunity I can on the court, try and do a job. But yeah, I just love being out there at the minute.
And despite the loss, what are you most proud of your team in that game?
I think just constantly fighting back. It kind of went, the goal difference went out and then it came back and then I went out and it came back, and we just kept grinding and it was just so difficult. I think decision making let us down today. But yeah, just to keep grinding out, and we'd really struggled to get some goals in the start of the game. So yeah, I just think to keep coming back and to keep turning over ball and keep going, we can be proud of that. But yeah, we'll want to finish it next time round.
100%. And finally, what is it like co-captaining with the legend herself, Jeeva Mentor?
Oh yeah, it's so good. Jeeva's incredible. She's just such a such a great person, and I think I can learn a lot from her, but I also want to support her in her role as well. So yeah, it's just been so awesome getting to know her and actually playing with her as well. She's obviously so incredible on court, but it's off court, which is why she's our captain. So yeah, just so grateful for that opportunity.
Lightning beat Storm 63-50. And Pamela Cookie spoke to Bella Bellis after the game, and also Vic Burgess.
Bella, you were getting a few hugs in there. This took a while to come over to us. But you never know when you're going to get your opportunities, do you, to take the court? Sadly, it was the captain, Nat Panigale, was injured. But you got your court time, and you made the most of it. And you were our player of the match today with that performance.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not obviously the conditions you want to come on in a game, but I knew I had big shoes to fill with Nat coming off, so I just wanted to do her proud.
Oh, you certainly did. What was it for you that was key when you got the call up and you knew you were coming out and you had to enter the game at that point?
Vic just said be aggressive onto circle edge and have freedom to look into Mary, and yeah, just go out and enjoy it.
Enjoy feeding Mary. What's that like?
I mean, I've got a pretty easy job there with Mary in the back, and she makes it really easy for me. So yeah, just looking in early and letting it go, and she's going to get on the end of it. So yeah.
Oh, Bella, well, that was an amazing performance today. Well done. Thank you. Vicky Burgess, Bella's head coach, just telling Bella well done. Vicky, how good was that youngster today?
Yeah, oh, I mean, she was awesome. I mean, I don't think she quite expected to come on court as quickly as she did. But, you know, she's been working hard and pushing the girls in training as well. So I'm really proud of her performance today. I thought she gave it her all, and, you know, interceptions were awesome. Her vision was great. So I'm really proud of her. And I know the rest of the girls are as well.
The second quarter, not so much as you would have liked. I know your expectations are so high. What did you say at halftime?
Yeah, we just spoke about, like, that wasn't really us out there. Like, we lost that quarter 18-13 after a pretty strong quarter, I think. So we just spoke about stepping it up, doing our job, and not kind of get lost chasing the game. So they definitely went out there and did that. I think we were on, like, 100% opportunity to from our centre pass to shot. That for us is a real target. So, yeah, much, much better in the third and fourth.
Rosie spoke to Lightning's Beth Cobden.
Congratulations on your first win of the season, Beth. I know it's been a rough few seasons with you with injuries. How does it feel to be back within the starting seven for the first game of the season?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. It's so nice to get back out there today, and it was great. Most of the team took to court and had a solid win. I think it was a tough game, but we managed to sort of pull through.
How do you and the Lightning side continue that motivation and drive from last year's winning title to do the same again this year?
I think it's fresh season, really, and we can't sort of rely on what we've done last year. We're going to have a bit of a target on our back, which we know, but yeah, just taking it fresh, taking it game by game, slowly building. I think we've put out a solid game today, but lots of stuff to work on. So yeah, it'll be good to go back to the drawing board and have a little look where we can improve.
What will you take from that game to build on for the rest of the season?
I think looking at that second quarter, we went down quite a lot after a strong start, and then yes, but then we could take positives that we then pulled it back again in the third quarter. So just having a look at that quarter, really, what went wrong.
Yeah, and we see Ella Clark back on court in the last quarter. What will she bring to the squad for the rest of this season?
Oh, it's so nice to see Ella back. It brought a tear to my eye when she got a big cheer. I'm really glad that she's worked so hard, and yeah, she's had a rough time with it, so it's brilliant to see her. She, you know, she's accurate. Like in that shot, she's got the long range shot that we can use, and those big long arms can come in quite handy.
and Surrey Storm's Mickey Austin after her side's defeat.
Unlucky start to the season, Mickey. Tight margins of points in the game, being within one within the second quarter. How do you capitalise on that going forward?
Yeah, look, I think for us, we always knew that coming out against the league champions in round one was going to be really tough, and it was, so no one's surprised. And as I said before, you know, we played these guys 3 weeks ago in a pre-season friendly, and the way that we've improved from then till now is so pleasing. So that's no consolation. You know, ideally, we want to start the season with a win. But I think we have to be really realistic. You know, Loughborough's squad has barely changed, and they're reigning champs, and, you know, they have the wondrous Mary Chalhock in the goal shooter position. So, yeah, look, I think there's loads of stuff we can take away today to be positive with. The fact that we galvanised after the injury, and the way that people like Amy Howes and Charlotte Masters just seamlessly stepped into their NSL debuts. You know, that's a really hard thing for them to do. And people talk about team culture and team environment all the time. And I think that reaction in the second quarter tells you in an abundance what our team environment's like behind the scenes. So there's a lot I can be proud of there.
Yeah, so mentioning Charlotte Masters, she was brought on for you in the last quarter in centre. Can you tell us a bit more about that change?
Yeah, so Char has been in and around Storm for a really long time. She was a massive part of our youth programme and has massive, like, come through the ranks from 17s to 19s to 21s. She's been a training associate behind the scenes with Super League for a couple of years now, and she's been waiting for a shot. So when the opportunity came this year to give her the shot, I was really pleased. You know, we want to reward people from Storm with opportunities, and I think she's been absolutely dynamite throughout our whole pre-season. She can cover all of the mid-court positions incredibly well. She's got an amazing sense of direction, and I think really had an old head on young shoulders out there today to be able to step into that centre position against a really classy Loughborough Lightning side. So, you know, raps for Charlotte. I know her family are really happy. I know she's super happy, and that's what it's about, right? Giving youngies some opportunities.
100%. So what do you think happened in that third quarter to extend Lightning's lead to 10?
Yeah, I think we just got really complacent with the ball. As I say, it's really hard to continue to concentrate for really long phases of play. You know, having to keep the ball alive for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 passes, it's really difficult, and it's difficult to sustain that. It's probably not realistic to sustain that for 60 minutes, but that's just the nature of where we are at the moment. So I think for us, it was just a little bit of lapse in concentration for individual moments. I think the pleasing part about that is I don't look at it and go, structurally, we didn't have an option, which is a harder problem to fix. It's just individual choice. So that's something that will develop and grow as this season progresses and people get the experience of being in that moment more and more.
Yeah. And making the top four last season, do you feel any pressure this year to do the same? Still the same goals?
I think, what is pressure? You know, the anticipation and the want and desire for all teams to want to be in that top four is level, because what on earth are we all competing in the Super League for if we don't want to be in that final? So I think for us, it's just about staying steadfast to what we know we can do. We know within our group we've got an amazing bunch of athletes who just want to grit their teeth and do and die and have an incredible work ethic. We pay utmost respect to every single opponent we come up against. We know anyone can beat anyone on their day, so we prepare for every single person the same, and for us it's just about chucking ourselves at every single game and giving it our best shot. If we do that by the end of the league, we're going to be right there in finals, exactly where we want to be. So we just stay steadfast on that vision, and we keep our blinkers on.
And what are your key learnings you take from that game to the rest of the season?
Yeah, look, I think for us it's about, you know, turnover opportunity is there. We're going to be a really strong defensive unit this year, and turning over 19 balls against a Loughborough Lightning side is, I think, when it's all said and done at the end of the season, going to be quite a high tally. So that I'm really impressed with, and I think I'm really impressed with the way that people can impact the game. So that, you know, now we've learned a really great lesson about the value that people can bring in some really solid match minutes for us, which I think as this season progresses till July is going to be really important.
100%.
It was Sirens 49, Team Bath 53. Player of the match went to Team Bath's Sophie Kelly, who spoke to Diane Tamsin after the game, along with Bath's coach, Asha Francis.
It felt great. It was really amazing just to get on court first game, get the win. I think the team came together really, really well, came out with confidence, and kind of showed everyone what we can do.
Definitely. What's the team environment like?
It's really positive. We're all such good friends on and off the court. Like, they're so encouraging. Like, Ellie, for example, usually debut 60 minutes, and we just like come around everyone, make sure everyone feels comfortable. So yeah, really, really good environment.
Great. So what did Asha say to you in particular at the start of the game?
She basically just said to keep goal defence busy, keep on running, don't stand still with her, so kind of just run around, connect well with Sloane or Kadeen at goal shooter.
Yeah,
basically just that.
She did all right.
I want to actually know what Kadeen said to you when she entered the game, because we know she's a technical coach and she was talking to you a lot and dictating a lot.
Yeah. She kind of just keeps me calm.
Yeah.
So sometimes I can get a bit overexcited, so she reminds me to stay calm, see all my options, kind of take control when she needs me to take control, to give me a bit of a rest. And she's really just supportive for me.
I don't even need to watch you shoot the goal, because you scored 31 today. 31, no wonder you're tired. But that kind of calmness and entering the circle late, is that something you've really worked on?
Yeah, definitely. Especially this year, playing more of a rotating circle. So getting used to reading off of the goal shooter, playing with that, entering late, and then just having the confidence to shot up.
Can I just ask quickly about Phoebe as well and Beth and Dyke out the front? Because you say you're a really good close-knit unit. They're really sharing the load. It looked very structured out there today.
Sorry?
They're really sharing the load. It looked really structured out there in front. Did that help your play?
Yeah, 100%. Beth and Phoebe, they work so hard out there. They make it so much easier for me at goal attack, so they work so good, yeah.
Asha, thank you for joining us. You stood next to Sophie, player of the match. She said that your instruction at the start of the match was keep the goal defence busy. She certainly did that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they couldn't leave her alone because she was taking the majority of the shots as well, but it was key that she did that so then we could work in the other areas, and then kind of took Nicola a little bit out of the game in terms of hunting for other things. So it was really key, and she did that really well tonight.
Fantastic play today.
It was brilliant. I want to talk about the defensive end as well. Yeah. Jada, we saw she had a quarter off, or a bit of time off the court, re-entered. Seven games again today and playing in both positions. How happy were you with her performance?
Yeah, really happy. I think they just got a point where we felt like she got a little bit quiet and maybe a little bit caught. So we wanted to bring her off, have a chat, let her watch it, and then go back out with the instruction to work with Lisa. So, yeah, she did that really well tonight. I'm really pleased.
How much did you learn about your squad today in those 60 minutes?
Yeah, I did.
Did they always surprise you?
I've asked them a lot to stay present and not time travel, and I felt they did that really well tonight, because there's a point where we're up, it's easy to get a bit like, oh, we're comfortable, we're up, it's going great. But we knew every quarter they'd come out firing and they'd make changes and they want to win the game. So we had to keep present every time and come out and execute in every quarter, and they were fantastic.
Hi, Tamsin Greenway here. And if, like me, you're a massive netball fan, then listen up. Because Sky Sports Off The Court is coming to your favourite podcast platform. This is where the biggest stars in the game talk openly and honestly about their life on and off the court, as we break down what it means to be a netballer in 2024. Plus, it's your chance to ask me any questions. So if you want to know what makes Elle Cardwell difficult to mark, or you just need advice about how you get free from that tricky centre, whatever it is, I'm here if you need. And you don't have to have a Sky subscription to listen. Just like our YouTube series, it's free to download. So if you know your goal defence from your wing attack, or you just want to know what Helen Housby has for breakfast, then give Off The Court a follow. That's Off The Court, a Sky Sports podcast.
Thunder took the win 40-56. And after the game, their head coach, Karen Gregg, and Pulse's Sam Bird spoke to Pam Cookie.
Karen Gregg, winning coach of today's match, your first one of the season. You just turned the screw in that game, every quarter built on.
Yeah, I thought, you know, there were sticky points in that first half, and it was like we'd pull it out to 9 and then they get it back to 5. And I said to them at half time, we have to take those opportunities, turn over to goal, and we've got to turn the screw. And it's exactly what they started to do in the second half.
Well, we were expecting a tighter game up against London Pulse, but like you said, pushed that fun and got that immense lead. What was it that the team did for you in terms of pulling that out?
I think the key thing for us today was to just like look after each other. You know, it's been a tough pre-season, as it has been for anybody else, you know, so not having your team in a regular basis, and we've only really had a solid probably 3 training sessions together, so it was just about making sure, looking after each other, recycling the ball, being smart. We know that Pulse are a classy side, we know they've got defenders that can win and ball. So it was all about what we could do with ball today to shift and outsmart them.
Oh, well, you certainly did that, Karen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if Sam Bird, London Pulse head coach. Sam, not the start you would have wanted for your season. You talked about flow on the side. I was lip reading.
Yeah, just really disconnected. Felt our timing was out. I think that's due to the Thunder's pressure. I thought they looked really well organised. And we just couldn't really get any rhythm. I felt Libby was on and open, and we weren't sighting her early enough. For me, obviously outstanding as usual, winning lots of ball, but just not enough rhythm and not enough punching onto the ball. So giving the ball to the player that might be drawing rather than wanting the ball. So it's just, you know, it's first game. We've not been in together for very long, and I think we've just got to really work on those connections. But I have to say, I thought Thunder were really, really strong.
Well, it was 16 unforced errors compared to Thunder's 6. You've got a week to work on that. How do you change it?
I think I'm going to get my electric prodder out of training and buzz them every time they make a mistake. But I think it's just the trust. Once that trust is gone, then the timing goes, and then you just lose those connections. So we'll just look at those, build that up, and we go again.
For the last match of the game, it was Dragons v Mavs.
The crowd egging these players on as much as the benches are to. Look at Mavericks all on their feet. Hands on the hoarding. Oh, Zaranica, was that the game? The ball headed up court. Every player out on their feet going to the well here. 3 points in the standings on the line as the ball trickles out of play. The hooter sounds, and we will have a draw to bring the curtain down on an enthralling encounter at the end of the opening day of the Netball Super League. It literally couldn't have been closer.
Dragons' Jill McIntosh spoke to Pam Cookie.
Jill, what a game to end this season opener. How pleased were you with the way your team fought?
Oh, very pleased that they fought back. It wasn't looking too good at half time, but that third quarter was amazing to get themselves back in the game. And man, we could have won it, but hey, a draw, we'll take the draw. It's good.
Well, the first quarter, you came out firing out of the blocks. I think it was 4.5 minutes before Mavericks put a score on the board. What is it that you've been working on that has lifted this Cardiff Dragon side?
Well, I think when they let the ball go with confidence and just move the ball around, it works. And that's how they opened. And then they froze a bit, got a bit scared to let it go. And that brought Mavs back into it. But we'll learn from that and we'll move on.
Well, you've got a few changes you can make on your bench. We saw some of that tonight. Is that your plan going into the rest of the season?
Well, we just put out there who we think's going to do the job. It's a very even 12, which is lovely to have. So it doesn't matter. We just chop and change it until we find the line that works.
Well, you take the draw, as you say. Well done tonight.
And the player of the match went to Dragons' Hannah Passmore.
We're really happy to obviously get the draw and get the team out there. We kind of showed what we can do and prove, and we've just, that's the first of many. So hopefully we're going to have a good season for us ahead. Obviously we're building, so it was great to get the draw there, but obviously we did want the win.
What was that battle like with Vicky Oyosola?
Yeah, definitely. We always knew it was going to be physical in there. Obviously Mavs have got a great defensive lineup, so I think it's just staying composed, which is definitely difficult with such a close, tight scoreline. So that was definitely difficult, but obviously the physicality was always going to be there. But you're used to that with Super League, so you've always got a class defence in there. So, yeah, just staying composed and trying.
Games this season are shared between the BBC and Sky on their iPlayer and YouTube channels.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.